Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Again, you're now once again tuned into Are You as Personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we are coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan this afternoon from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock p.m. Normally, we are on Thursdays and Saturday nights from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., but because of God opening many, many doors for me, I have a tight schedule, and I happen to be at a lot of different rehearsals on Thursdays, so that's why we are changing the schedule for up until the end of June. We're going to be having a lot of our shows on Thursdays between 2 and 3 o'clock p.m., just like we're doing this afternoon. My guest again today is none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He will be delivering God's word very shortly. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. But guess what? He will be on this coming Saturday as well from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And then next Thursday afternoon again from 2 until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So please mark your calendars accordingly. Once again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson is our guest for today from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And he will be on again this coming Saturday night from 7 to 8. I'm sorry, from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Then once again, next Thursday from 2 to 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. We get ready to go into prayer, as we always do. I'm asking our listeners, if you will please keep in prayer my sisters, Lisa Kennedy. She's dealing with a concussion after a box dropped on her head at Amazon. So we want to keep Lisa Kennedy in our prayers. We want to keep Tara Dolph in our prayers. And Felicia Dukes, all members of my church, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. And not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. My cousin Marianne King and Uncle Malachi, in Greensboro, North Carolina, and all others that may be sick and afflicted that we don't even know about. But thank God we know who they are. So we ask that you will keep them lifted up in prayer. All those that are grieving on tonight or this afternoon, that because of the loss of loved ones, we want to keep them lifted up in prayer as well, because we know God is a healer. We know that God can restore those that have lost loved ones that are grieving, because he makes no mistakes. We thank God for him being who he is. So we're going to go to God in prayer. Right now, I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please touch and agree with me in prayer. Also, my cousin Mary Ann's friend that's in the nursing home, I cannot recall her name right now, but I hope she's listening. God knows who she is. But we want to keep this young lady in our prayers down in Greensboro, North Carolina as well. Keep her lifted up in our prayers. I just talked to my cousin, Daryl Johnson. His mother, Fanny Johnson, is dealing with dementia. So he's going through right now because he's the only child. His brother was a pastor, a minister. Years ago, he passed away of a sudden heart attack. So now he's helping with his mother alone. But we want to keep him, Daryl Johnson, and his mother, Fanny Johnson, keep them lifted up in prayer as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you don't slumber, you don't sleep. You know what's going on at all times. And we know that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you are a promise keeper. You said that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a faithful promise keeper. Now, Lord, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you would continue to move by your Spirit over the airways. Touch those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch those that are grieving all over the land in the name of Jesus as only you can, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and all saved believers all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Forgive us all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our soon-coming King. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for his sacrifice on the cross for us. He didn't have to do it, but he did because he loved you first, and then he loved mankind so much that he came down from glory in the form of a baby in the flesh, and he paid our sin debt on the cross through the shedding of his sinless and righteous and precious and holy blood on the cross that he died for us that we can be redeemed back to you. As our Heavenly Father, thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. Thank you. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit over the airways on this afternoon through Overseer Jackson as he delivers your word. We thank you for every listener that faithfully dials into this ministry platform, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, and those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their heart that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, thank God for our soon coming King, his Son Jesus. Again, today's spiritual food for thought. Thank God for our soon coming King, his Son Jesus. I want to give a shout out real fast to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace of Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. We get ready to go, and I do want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from every one of each one of you. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And also, please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. We get ready to go to our music break right now. We know that we are soon to be coming up with a new president for America. We see that Russia just reinstated Putin as their president over in Russia. And so we are experiencing what God told us that we were going to experience in his word, that in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations. And that's why it's important that we pray for our world leaders and that they would be led by God, that they would do the right thing for all people. So that being said, I'm going to play again, and I constantly play this song for a reason, because if there was ever a time we needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Pray for me.
Come on, KD.
It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Yes, sir.
Time is this. The word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And guess what? It still does today. If there was ever a time we needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. So that being said, once again, before we bring on Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, and once again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens, are picked ready to follow along. I hope you mark your calendars. Again, because of my schedule, up until the end of June, we will be doing a lot of the broadcast on Thursdays between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But we still have our regular scheduled broadcast on Saturday nights from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson will be delivering God's word again on this coming Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Once again, next Thursday from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. In the afternoon. Please mark your calendars. And once he's finished with today's message, I will be opening up the phone lines for those of you that are dialed in so that you can speak with Overseer Joseph E. Jackson after you conclude with today's message. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother James. We thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness. We bless him for all that he's done for us. We thank him for the way he's kept us all week long without any hurt, harm, or danger coming our way. We bless him for the fact that he's covered us. He's let the angels of God protect us as we walked out of our various homes, got in our cars, got on subway trains or whatever. And he brought us back home safely, and for that we are grateful. You know, you should not take anything for granted anymore, because the Bible said we live in perilous, and that word perilous means dangerous times. You don't know any longer whether or not you're going to come home safely or not. So you've got to ask God before you leave, Lord, cover me. There's a song out I believe Marvin Sapp has that says, hide me. And that's been my prayer. Lord, you hide me. Hide me from all the trouble. Hide me from all the anxieties. God, just hide me. Cover me. Keep me free from all of this madness that's all around me. You better learn how to pray and stop playing games, because this is not a time to play games. You got to be really serious and right with God, because you don't know where death is, or you don't know when a rapture is going to take place. We're trying to get out of here. And it's no time, no time, no time. to play, so play games now. Father, we thank you. We praise, we magnify, we glorify your name. We bless you. We thank you for all that you've done, for all that you're doing. We bless you for all, God, that you are in our lives. We thank you. We thank you. We ask you now to look on us in the name of Jesus. Anoint us that we might go forward in your power and in your strength. Lord, we ask that you look on everybody that's listening right now. Cover them with your blood and open up an avenue and a door. Open up a mindset, Father, that they can hear a word. You said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, God, we ask now in the name of Jesus that you let their mind become fertile ground, that the word that we will send forward, Father, will take root, and God will grow and will prosper in their lives. The Bible told us in the first Psalm that we should meditate upon your word day and night, and we would become like trees planted by the rivers of water. My God, whose fruit would come forth in his season. We thank you. And we ask you to nourish us now. The old saints used to sing a song that said, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. God, I'm asking you now, feed us. Hey, God, in the name of all, say glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all have to forgive me. You just have to forgive me because I there's a newness in my life right now. I asked God, like Andre Crouch wrote a few years ago. He said, take me back. Take me back to the place where I first believed. God, help me to believe you like I believed you when I first came to the knowledge of who you were. And the Lord said to me, you know what? If you want that to happen, I told you that if you drew near to me, I would draw near to you. He said, but I'm going to tell you like I told the people in the book of Revelation, you got to do your first works all over again. You remember how you used to talk to me? Do you remember how you used to read the word? Do you remember the closeness that we had? Go back to where you were. Glory to God. And if you go back, I'll come back to you and I'll do for you what you want to have done. And I want you to know God has been blessing me. My Bashe, glory. God has been blessing me. I'm looking for a new relationship with him because I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. I want to hear him say, well done, my God, my good and my faithful servant. That's my dream. That's my ambition. I don't have time to play games anymore. Jesus is too close to coming back. Too close.
Lord. Thank you.
Alex Bradford said, I'm too close to turn around now. Too close. Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes the road is not what I want it to be. But Job said that man that born of a woman is a few days, and those days are full of trouble. But I'm too close to turn around now. Too close. Glory to God. Too close. Let me stop. I tell you, because like I said, I'm in a praise mode. Oh, God, I'm in a praise mode. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in a praise mode. Thank you, God. Since this is the season that we remember the death and suffering of our Lord, and the fact that our salvation came to us because of the events that are taking place in we're getting ready to study, I just want to say, God, thank you for that time. And so what I want to do is I want to open up your understanding to some things. A lot of people don't understand. They just read the scripture. But you don't read with an understanding. The Bible said, get an understanding. You've got to have an understanding. What you reading? You got to know why things happen, and so that's where I'm coming from today. I'm in a teaching mode, so just do like we used to do. Now I'm 79 years old, will be this year, and when I came up, television had just been invented, and before television, we used to have to listen to the radio, and as we listened to the commentators, our minds began to grasp what they were saying. If we heard them, like, give you an example, you had to let your mind take hold, and in order for you to understand what was happening. If they had horses, they made sounds like horses and whatever. But your mind picked up on the story. And so your mind's got to pick up where I'm coming from today if you want to really, really understand this. So in the book of John, this is now each of the synoptic gospels, each of the writers of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all talked about this issue. Each of them saw it in a different light. It's just like if you were standing on the corner and you saw an accident, you would say what you saw, I would say what I saw, because everybody's seeing something different. And they talk to you about the accident in a different way. So there is no, people will say, well, they don't say the same thing. They don't have to. There's no contradiction. They just saw it differently. And they're telling you what they saw. So now we're going to deal with John. We're going to deal with John, the 11th chapter, starting at the 45th verse. And it says, therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed in him. Now, you got to keep that in your mind. You got to keep this scripture in your mind. Many had seen what Jesus did, and we'll tell you what he did in a moment. But they believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin. Now, the Sanhedrin was the Jewish Supreme Court. You got to know what's happening. Got to know who's who and what's happening. Got to know who the players are. So the Pharisees were a religious group. They were the ministers of the time. So they called a meeting of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court. What are we accomplishing, they asked. Here is this man performing many signs. They're talking about Jesus. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our temple and our nation. Then one of them named Caiaphas, he was the high priest, said that, spoke up, you know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish. I'll explain that in a minute. He did not say this on his own. He didn't say this by himself, just like Peter. Remember when Jesus asked Peter, who do men say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus told him, said, flesh and blood, Peter didn't tell you this. And the same thing is happening here. He did not say this on his own. God motivated him to say it. But as a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the Jewish nation. Yes, and not only for that nation, but also for the scattered children of God, to bring them together and make them one. Almost finished. So from that day on, they plotted to take his life. From that moment, when Caiaphas made that statement, the Bible said they plotted to take his life. They plotted to kill Jesus. Therefore, Jesus no longer moved about publicly among the people of Judea. Instead, he withdrew to a region near the wilderness, to a village called Ephraim, where he stayed with his disciples. Here we go. I got to explain to you what's happening. So you got to let your mind begin to flow now. The plot thickens. Always drama around Jesus. Always drama.
Always.
And what you got to understand is what was going on, what was happening. What caused Caiaphas to say what he said? What caused Caiaphas to say Jesus has to die? What made him say we got to kill him? Because if we don't kill him, two things are going to happen. The people will accept him for who he says he is, and they may join him and riot. And if they riot, Rome will come in with his army and put down the riot and will destroy us and will take away the power that we have. We can't let him do this. We got to get rid of him. It's to our advantage that one man die rather than the whole nation. We got to kill him. Now, you've got to remember what's happening now. Passover is getting ready to take place. You remember what Passover represented? That represented the night that the death angel came into Egypt and took out the firstborn of all of the people plus all of the animals. So they had to remember this, and they would all meet in Jerusalem once a year to remember this. It meant that everybody that was in that area had to go to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem held about 250,000 people, but when the Passover took place, about 2.5 million people came. And so you have to understand something. Caiaphas didn't want a riot. We got to find a way to kill him, get rid of him without causing a commotion. Why did he say that? Now I'm going to tell you what. Jesus has withdrawn. He's gone to a place of refuge, a quiet place, because he did something that turned that community upside down. He got the word a few days earlier that his buddy Lazarus was sick. Mm-hmm. Mary and Martha sent word to him, Jesus, your buddy Lazarus is very ill. We need you to come immediately. Because if you get here, you can pray for him, man. You can raise him up. You know, you raised up, you went to Peter's house, and when you got into Peter's house, you saw that his mother-in-law was sick. You just prayed for her, and she got up and did everything that she was supposed to. I need you, Jesus, to come. Because my brother's sick. Jesus, this is your buddy, Lazarus. You remember, he opened up his house to you and the other 12, that you and the disciples that traveled with you. He fed you. He gave you a place to stay. You laughed, you joked. You had a dialogue with him. Lazarus, your buddy, is sick, Jesus. We need you. And Jesus got the word and turned around and told the disciples, we'll go see him. And the disciples looked at him and said, but they telling you this man is really ill. He's been good to us. Why aren't you going right now? Jesus said, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. And Jesus stays where he is for 2 more days. Then he turns around and tells him, come on, we're going to Lazarus' house. Lazarus sleeps. And somebody said, well, if he's sleeping, he's going to be okay. He'll get up and wash himself and he'll go about it. And Jesus said, no, you don't understand. Lazarus has died. He's gone. And I can imagine everybody looked at him and said, but you had an opportunity to get there. And you stayed here. And now you want to go to his house? How do you think we're going to be received when we show up after the funeral?
Uh-huh.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking? And Jesus looks at him and says, he died that God might get glory.
Yeah,
he died that God might get the glory. Just go with me. And they travel. They didn't have no Mercedes. They didn't have no BMWs. They walked. And I was looking and studying and something said, they walk about 2 miles an hour. And from where they had to go to where Lazarus was, it was about 10 miles. It took them about a day to get there. 10 miles. The Bible said, when he showed up, somebody ran to Mary and Martha and said, hey, here comes your buddy Jesus. A little late, but he's here. All of the people had gathered at Mary and Martha's house because they were there to help her mourn. They were there to say, we're sorry that your brother is gone. And one of them gets the word that Jesus is on the way to the house, and she runs out of the house, and she gets to him and says, what happened to you? What took you so long to get here? If you had just come when I called you, my brother wouldn't have died. You know, the one who helped you, who fed you, who gave you a place to stay. You ever get mad at God? You ever get mad at God? Did you ever ask God why some things have happened? If you didn't, I have. When my mother died, suddenly, I was furious with God. Furious. But I had to deal with it. And Jesus deals with it now. They all up in his face. If you had just been here, you touched a woman the woman that had the issue of blood. She touched the hem of your garment. She was healed. We heard about the blind things how you touched Bartimaeus and all the other folks. We know you can work miracles. My brother dead, Jesus. And Jesus looks at her and said, do you really know who you're talking to, sweetheart? He said, let me tell you who I am. I am the resurrection and the life. Though your brother died, he will yet live. And she got a little smart with him. She said, yeah, I know all of that. And in the last day, he will rise again. She said, no, no, no. He said, no, baby. I am the resurrection and the life. I gave it. I'm the one who calls, who's going to deal with this situation. And the Bible said, gave us the shortest verse in the Bible. It said, Jesus wept. He cried, letting all men know, particularly black men, that it's okay to cry. I don't care what they told you. If Jesus could cry, it ain't nothing got to do with no weak man that sheds tears. One of the reasons why women live longer than men is because they know how to let their emotions fly. We hold everything in, and that thing kills us because we don't know how to let tears flow. Tears will wash away pain and anguish. Jesus cried. Yes. David and his men cried when they came back to Ziklag and found that their wives and children had been snatched and taken away. The Bible said they cried till they couldn't cry anymore. Men do cry.
Oh,
Jesus,
yes.
Jesus cried. Jesus cried. Jesus cried. And I asked God one time, why was he crying? Was he hurt because his buddy had passed away? And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, read the story. I got something to show you. And he turned around and said to all the people there, show me where he lay. They said, you want me to take you to the graveyard? He dead, Jesus. He been dead for over 40. He's stinking by now. See, in the Jewish tradition, if you had been dead for 4 days, they knew you were dead. Because there is a disease that we have that you can fall asleep and your blood pressure and all your vitals can say you're gone, but you will wake up. That has happened before. But if it's after the fourth day, you don't get up, they know you're gone. They know you're gone. And they said, he's stinking by now. Corruption has taken place, and because they didn't embalm people like the Egyptians and whatever. They just wrapped you up, put some spices on you, and threw you in the grave. Covered it up. They said, he's stinking. And the worms are probably eating his flesh right now. Jesus said, I didn't ask you all that. I told you to just take me to where he was. And when he got there, he started to pray. See, prayer changes things. And he said that Lazarus died, that God would get the glory. And this is what caused the issue with Jesus and the high priest. The high priest had sent spies to Mary and Martha's house. They sent spies to find out, well, if Jesus comes, tell us what he did or what he might do. but they had no idea what was getting ready to happen. Jesus looked at them and said, I need you to roll away the stone. And they all looked at him in an incredulous manner. You want what? Can you imagine the stench that's going to come out of this building? This man been gone for 4 days. He's rotten by now. He's probably putrefied. And you want the he said, roll away the stone. Do what I told you. And they reluctantly rolled away the stone. And Jesus prayed a prayer. And the Bible said he turned to the tomb and said, Lazarus, I'm sure he said it with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And when he said, Lazarus, come forth, they looked with an anticipation, what is going to happen? And because he was confined like a mummy, he couldn't just walk. He had to hop out of the tomb. And when he hopped out, he stood there, and everybody was amazed at what had gone down. And Jesus said, loose the man and let him go. In other words, cut him out of that mess and let him go. And when they began to cut away the bandages, they looked at him and they saw his face. There was no corruption in it whatsoever. They saw his arms, they saw his legs, and they knew he was dead. But now he's alive.
Yeah.
And you know what God, somebody said, well, why did he just call, why did he use Lazarus' name when he said, come forth? He did it because he told you, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. If he had just stood there and howled, come forth, everything in the graveyard would have gotten up.
Yes, Lord.
That's why he turned around and just said, Lazarus, come forth. And the reason why he cried, God said to me this. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with God. Lazarus had been around the throne of God. Lazarus had walked with Moses and Elijah and all the other great folks that came before him. Lazarus was in God's presence, and Jesus had to call him back into a world of sin and trouble. That's why he cried. Because he had to bring him back. He had to bring him back into a world. And what I didn't read was the Caiaphas said, we got to, I'll show you in a minute. When he came forward and they let him go, the Bible said the spies that had been there ran to Caiaphas and ran to the rulers and said, y'all don't know what I saw. I was there. I helped to carry Lazarus to the grave. I knew he was dead. I saw them anoint him. I saw them put him in the hole. I saw them when they closed it up. But I was there when Jesus said, roll back the stone. And he called Lazarus out of the grave. I saw Lazarus. And Lazarus is doing well, is alive and well.
Lord, have mercy.
And Caiaphas looked at them and then they told him and said, and many people now believe on him because of what he did. Lazarus has become a living testimony. Like the song said, he should have been dead and gone, but Lord, he's now living on. He is a living testimony. He ain't got to say nothing now. If he goes and walks down the street, everybody knows what happened to him. He's a living testimony that Jesus is who he says he is.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
And Caiaphas turned around and said, he got to die. We got to kill him. Because if we don't kill him, now his fame is going to reach throughout all Jerusalem. And folk are going to gravitate to him. And many of them will believe, and we're going to be in trouble. He got to die. You see, what they meant for evil, God had already utilized it for our good. Because if it had not happened, we wouldn't have salvation today.
You got that right. Yes, sir.
The plot was thickened. We got to kill him. And we're going to talk about that later on in the next message. The plot is we got to kill him because of what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Because of who he is, we got to get rid of him. And see, when the favor of God is on your life, people don't care for you. When
right.
they see God doing things, when they see God using you, they'll turn around. Who does he think he is? Who does she think she is? She's supposed to be. So she. I remember when. Well, baby, you got to look at me now. I was a mess years ago, but when I met Jesus, he turned me around because he changed my attitude. He gave me a new way of walking, a new way of talking, and a new way of living, and his grace is on me to do what he's called me to do. Folk will not like you when they see the favor of God on your life, and they will try to destroy you like they destroyed him. The plot thickens. Jesus has to die. That's where we come in. That was the topic of the message. The plot thickens. They devise the plot. We got to find a way to kill him. But we can't do it right now because there are 2.5 million people in the city. We got to find a secret way of getting rid of him. And this was the beginning of the end for Jesus, because you do remember every other time they tried to hurt him, they couldn't do it. And the scripture said they couldn't do it because the Bible said his hour had not come.
Yeah,
but now
right.
the hour is upon him. The hour is upon him now. He can't get out of it. He's got to go through with what God wants him to do. That's why he's going to have the issue he's going to have when he gets into Gethsemane, when he begins to turn around and say, God, get rid of this cup. I don't want to take on their sins. Can't you find another way?
Not my will. Jesus.
Prayed
Thank
the prayer
you.
3 times, and God didn't give him the answer that he wanted, but God did send an angel to minister to him and say, drink the cup, brother.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Drink the cup. Drink the cup. We talked about this. Drink the cup. I'm going to be with you. Drink the cup. You're going to go through. But I'm with
Lord,
you.
Oh, yes.
And so that's why he had to die. Because on the foundation of the world, when Satan lied to Eve and had Eve eat of the fruit of that tree, and then she turned
yeah.
around and gave it to Adam, God's sin came into the world, and God spoke to the snake and said, because of what you did, you'll crawl on your belly from this point forward. So that lets me know maybe the snake must have had legs. Maybe the snake had legs. Because God turned around and said, now you're going to crawl on your belly and the dust of the earth will be in your nostrils.
What are you saying?
Think about that. And then he turned around and told the devil, he said, you know what, you're going to breathe. I'm going to send somebody who's going to bruise your head and you're going to mess with his heel. But the fact is, I'm going to send someone who's going to redeem mankind back to me. And from the foundation of the world, Jesus knew he had to die.
Yes,
but there were a whole lot of people. There were a whole lot of people involved in making it happen. I'm just glad I'm not one of them. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not one of them. Oh, God, I'm not one of them. Glory to God.
I know that's right.
Because the Bible said it was better that Judas had never been born.
That's what he said.
Than to have betrayed him. Can you imagine, and I'm through, can you imagine? The Bible said that he that knows to do right and doesn't do right shall be beat with many stripes. It doesn't mean that they're going to beat you with stripes on your back. It means your mind is going to mess with you. Can you imagine that in eternity, now Judas got to deal with that fact? If I had only believed, I wouldn't be here now. If I had only believed. You see, Judas would have had the greatest testimony of all if he had just waited and forgave himself, because Jesus had already forgiven him.
That's
when
right.
Jesus was dying, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Peter always told you, I was the one that denied him, but Jesus, Judas could, if he had just lived and asked for repented, God would have been able to say, you got the greatest testimony. You betrayed me.
Yes, sir.
But if Judas hadn't betrayed him, we'd have no salvation. Glory to God. It had to happen. Like Joseph said, to his brothers, what you meant for evil, God turned it around for good. My God, have mercy. He had to die.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, what a word.
God said, I so loved the world that I gave my only begotten son that whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. You make the mistake of not accepting Jesus, you damn yourself.
Folks
talking
now.
About a loving God won't send somebody to hell, but Jesus said, don't fear men who can just destroy the body, but fear God who can just cast the soul into hell. And the only reason why you'll go to hell is because you failed to accept the gift that God had for you. All you had to do is open your mouth and say, Lord, forgive me of my transgression. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Failed to do it?
Yes, sir.
And it's on you. Father, we thank you. And we bless you for the word that went forward tonight. Now bless your people. Help them to understand. Bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Finish.
Amen. Overseer Jackson, listen, I just want you to know, I've heard this scripture preached many, many times about why Jesus had to die, but I'm just being transparent and being honest because God knows, I've never heard it delivered like you brought it today. It opened my eyes. This scripture opened my eyes today through you. Thank God for you being obedient. And you really delivered this word to the point that anybody just heard, that just received this message and heard it, they cannot say that Jesus Christ is not God's son, that he came and paid the ultimate price on the cross for our sins. He died for us, sinless, but he knew that we do not pay the debt that was owed for the price of sin. He came down. That's the reason why he came. And he paid our sin debt with his own precious blood on the cross. Thank
yes,
you,
indeed.
Overseer, for delivering this word. Thank you. For anyone that believeth in him, he said, thou shalt not perish, but have everlasting life.
Everlasting
so
life is yours.
That's right. Eternal life, forever with the Lord. To ever be in the presence of the Lord forever, throughout eternity. Wow. That's endless.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm giving it over the phone lines. We do not have a lot of people on the line today because I know this broadcast is being done at a different time. But we know that people are going to go to the website. We do know that there are listeners in prison, behind prison bars, that cannot dial in and speak on the air live. But we thank God for the people that did dial in. And we do have people that do dial in and they don't say anything, but we thank God for them as well. But I just feel, you all just don't know how much I appreciate and thank God for opening up this platform that he has me to be the overseer of and the under-shepherd of. This is not of my doing. This is a gift. This is done by from God himself. And I just thank God for him allowing me to be a part of it. So I don't take this lightly or for granted. And I don't take you all lightly or for granted either. But we just thank God for Overseer Jackson. Wow, what a powerful word on today. And I am so looking forward to you being on this broadcast on this coming Saturday and next Tuesday afternoon as well. I am so excited about what God is doing through you. You just continue to be the man that God has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this. Stand by, Overseer Jackson. I'm going to open up the phone line. For those of you that have dialed in on this afternoon, I thank God for you. Even those of you that are listening in that don't say anything, thank God for you as well. Our phone lines are open. If anyone of you that have just heard and received this powerful word on today from Overseer Jackson, if you have a word of encouragement for him, or if you received this message, the phone lines are open right now. Anyone?
Yes, I'm grateful to hear the word. You really, really did a good job. Keep on. And y'all keep me in prayer. And I'll keep y'all in prayer.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, we sure will. Anyone else? Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Yes. I love the word today, and I always enjoyed listening to you, my friend. I always. But sometimes you take it way back.
Yes.
So you just keep on, baby.
Thank you, mother.
Hey, that's Sister Mary Ann King from North Carolina. All right, anyone else? Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Many visual and auditory similarities.
So listen, again, I thank Dr. every listener that dials in. Again, whether you say anything live on the air or not, we thank God for, I'm just so grateful how God opened the doors for those that are behind prison bars. Again, I know that they cannot dial in and speak to us live on the air, but they do, some of them do reach out to me on my Facebook page, and they do let us know that they are listening, and that's why I thank God for this platform. Because you know what, the word of God talks about those of us that are saved in Jesus' name and be believers in Jesus Christ, that we would do greater works. See, Jesus did a great work while he was here in the flesh, but he said we will do greater works. And I do believe that when he made that comment about us as believers in today's society, in today's world, by us doing greater works, he knew that the internet was going to come into being, into view, into place. And he knew that because at that time, Jesus can only be in one place at one time in the flesh. But by you and I being sisters and brothers in Christ, and we have this worldwide platform, internet, we can reach millions of people at one time. So I believe that's one of the reasons why Jesus said what he said. We shall do greater works. So that's why it's important that we spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Every chance we get, every opportunity that we have, spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And I'm like you, Overseer Jackson. Listen, I've been serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not bragging, but I've been serving the Lord all my life. And I'm like you. And I'm sure some of the other listeners can say the same thing as well, just like you just said. I don't want to hear the Lord in the day of judgment to say unto me, I never knew you, depart from me. I want to hear him say, well done.
Yes, good and faithful servant.
That's my prayer. That's what I want to hear him say to me. Your work was not in vain. But thank God for you, Overseer Jackson. You keep, as my cousin from Greensboro just said, keep on keeping on, man of God. So we love you and we are praying for you because we do know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he is a promise keeper. He is faithful. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people that are being doers of his word and not just hearers only. Please pray us out, Overseer Jackson, if you could. Please pray us out.
All right, Father, we thank you so much for your goodness, your kindness, and we thank you for the ability to be here this afternoon delivering a word. We ask that you would bless those that heard and those that will hear. Lord, help those that don't know you to come to the knowledge of who Jesus is before it's too late. We thank you. We praise you. We honor. We thank you for James, for what you're doing for him, for the doors that you're opening for him. We praise you for the fact that he allowed me to be a part of this, and I am so grateful. Now, God, remember those that are sick in their bodies, those that ask for prayer. God, do for them what needs to be done. Cover them with your blood. Now, keep your people. Keep your people, God. Keep your people safe. Hide them, Father, from the hand of the enemy. You said no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say that it wouldn't be formed, but God, don't let it prosper in the name of Jesus. Cover your people. Make a way and help them. And finally, remember this nation. Don't sell us into the hand of a fool. Don't put us into a hand of a fool. God, you said when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the ungodly rule, they moan. God, help us. Look on this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, James. Thank you.
Overseer. Thank you. I'm going to play this song for you, Overseer. This is for all the listeners as well as myself, but this is for you, Overseer. Cover me, Lord. Listen, again, listeners, don't forget you want to tune in this coming Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Overseer Jackson will be delivering another word from the Lord on this coming Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. And then also, again, next Tuesday from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Continue to be blessed of the Lord.
And what we're going to do, Tuesday or Saturday night, James, we're going to talk about, since it's Palm Sunday, we're going to tell you what that really is about. We're going to talk about Palm
Amen.
Sunday, how it came to be. And the topic of the message is going to be, who is this? Who is this? James,
so
I'll send you the information. Who is this?
All right. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to receiving it. Thank you.
All righty.
Be careful of this song, Cover Me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Oh, my mama. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord.